Chapter 5. The Magic Garden. The king was excited.
Build this garden for me, and I'll give you half my kingdom,
he exclaimed. But the astrologer did not want half the kingdom.
No,
he said.
The first living creature to enter the garden must be mine. Promise me this.
The king agreed. Then the astrologer built a magic garden on top of the hill, above his cave. It was a beautiful, exotic garden, and it was invisible.
I finally finished the garden,
said the astrologer to the king one day.
It's one of the most beautiful gardens in the world, a paradise like the magic garden of Irem. I protected it with a spell, and it's invisible to normal people. It's ready for you and the princess.
The king was excited and did not sleep that night. Early the next morning, the king, the princess, and the astrologer went to see the magic garden. They rode on white horses. At the entrance, the astrologer pointed to a mysterious hand and key on the wall.
I carved these. They are magic talismans,
he explained.
They'll guard the entrance to this paradise until the hand takes the key from its place.
Let's go inside and see the garden,
said the princess impatiently. She got down from her horse and ran into the paradise.
Now I must have my promised reward,
shouted the astrologer triumphantly.
The princess is the first living creature to enter the garden. She's mine now.
No!
Shouted the king.
Take her white horse! Take all my treasures instead!